Yeah, and you might say about a person like that, well, I was just kidding him.
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd get...
Didn't know he'd get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just kidding, going on.
Or if somebody like that is about to lose his temper, you might, and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just...
Just hold your temper, hold your temper. I didn't mean no harm.
Mm-hmm. Or you might try to say, well, just keep calm. Something
keep
like
calm, that's right.
Well, what about if you've been working pretty hard all day, you say you're very...
I'm very tired. Very worried or tired.
What if you're just very, very tired? You say you're all...
All pooped. Pooped and give up.
What about a... Let's say you hear that somebody's in the hospital and you didn't know about it. You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
When did he give sick? What happened to him? When did it happen?
Or if you're traveling somewhere and you know you're just taking your time, you're not in a big hurry, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there sooner or later.
Have you ever heard people say, oh, we'll get there by and by?
By and by, right. Sure have. Yeah.
Or if somebody got too hot and then chilled at the same time, nose might start running and his eyes watering. You say he caught himself a
cold. He caught himself a cold.
And if it affects his voice, you might say, well, I'm just a little bit
hoarse. A bit hoarse.
And if it makes me do that, I've got a...
Got a bad cough.
Or toward the end of the day, I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
A little bit drowsy, chilly.
Mm-hmm.
I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. But after I go to bed and sleep for a while, say at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
Feel better. Get up, feel better.
Mm-hmm. About what time do you wake up?
I wake up about 5 o'clock.
Is that right? You get up with the chickens then, don't you?
Right.
Always
did.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Have a good sleep in the morning.
What time do you go to bed?
About 8:30.
About 8:30?
9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. What about, you might say about somebody else, well, he's still sleeping. You better go.
Yeah, he's still sleeping. He nothing but sleepyhead. Don't see how he does it, I'd say.
So, if you don't want him to stay in bed, you might tell somebody to go.
What now?
If you didn't want him to stay in bed, if you wanted him to get up and start working, you'd say, you better go.
Yeah, better go wash your face, get the sleep out of your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Get ready to go to work.
Uh-huh. Or what if somebody has some medicine that they're supposed to use, and when you come into their bedroom, it's still sitting there on the table? You might ask them, well, why didn't you...
Then you put that back in the medicine cabinet and you sit around like this. Children might get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm. Or if he hadn't used it like he's supposed to, you say, well, now you go ahead and...
Take your medicine. Mm-hmm. You take your medicine.
Well, if he already has, he might tell you, well, I...
I've done this. Sit.
Talking about a person who can't hear very well, you say he's just stone.
Stone deep. He's going... Where he can't hear, getting deep.
Uh-huh.
Hard hearing.
And if a person works hard out in the hot sun for a long time, he'll start to...
It's what now?
If a person works out in the hot sun a long time, he'll start to...
Get sunburned. Turn red, he's sun blistered.
Uh-huh.
Get tan.